After five Bassmaster Elite tournaments this season, Brett Chapman, the 2012 Angler of the Year, leads the AOI field for the 2018 award. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for coming by today. Appreciate it very much. My name is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more or give anytime online to help keep the show on the air at WWIB.com. The Elite Series is in lacrosse this week. They're dropping their lines in the Mississippi River. And Brett Chapman, who's fished in over 250 tournaments, is back with me on the show today. So 6 years ago, you were the Angler of the Year. You lead in the standings right now. Brett, kind of getting that old feeling back again, like 2012?
He's right in the face. You know, I mean, I'm going to leave it into the Lord's hands, and I'm going to get out and work as hard as I possibly can. And if it's meant to be, and if I'm blessed to have another year like that, I'll definitely take it. And it's deep down in my gut, I've kind of had that feeling that it's been one of those special years, like I did in 2012. So we're just going to keep our fingers crossed and say a lot of prayers, and if it's meant to be, then we'll definitely take it.
Well, since 2012, you've had some lean years where you didn't make the classic at the end of the season, some tough times on the Bassmasters circuit. But I understand you've kind of gone through some changes in the way you look at what you're doing, the mental approach to fishing in the Elite Series, because from what I hear, you were looking at it like a business, there was pressure, and you weren't having fun. Is that right?
You know, you're exactly right. I mean, when you get to this level in this sport, every angler out here is a great angler. They all can cast good. They've all got the latest, greatest equipment, lures and tackle and anything and everything you can take. But at this point, it becomes a mental game. It's a fine line we walk out here, and it's amazing how making just a few right decisions, how that can get you leading down a very good path. A couple bad decisions, I can get you leading down the wrong path. Since 2012, I've definitely had a roller coaster of finishes and had some, less than desirable ends of the year and all that. And this year, I just kind of, took a step back and really tried to simplify things. I think sometimes we try to overdo it and make it too complicated. And this year, I went back to just simplifying it and doing what I like to do, not worried about what the local experts say we need to be doing here. It's just I'm going to go out and fish my style and do what works for me. And so far, it's been working.
Yep. And there's a lot more on the line for you guys in that Elite Series, not just, putting bread back on the table at home in Kansas, but making your sponsors happy too.
Yeah, it really is, for us, it's a competition and it's business. I mean, if we don't catch fish, we don't get paid, and we don't feed the family. And the same thing with sponsors. If you're not, finishing up at the top and going to the Bassmaster Classic, those sponsors, you're not as appealing to those sponsors. So it is. It's a mental game. It can be very testing and trying at times, and that's where every time we're at home, I can't wait to get to church and kind of say my prayers and try to do that part and remember that the man upstairs is in charge of this tournament, as you could say, and try to remember that. That definitely helps me at the end of the day is just remembering, he's in control of everything.
Yeah, the bigger picture, a little different perspective. So was there one thing that motivated you to put your life into the hands of Jesus?
It's always interesting to hear people. There's some people that they can give a testimony or whatever that there's like this aha moment or something, and it was never that way for me. It's always just, this has been one of those things, I kind of grew up as a kid going to church, on Christmas and Easter and just a few of those holidays, it was always just that, it was back in the back of my mind. But then I think the biggest thing for my wife and I together probably the biggest thing that really turned our life, I guess, more towards Christ and trying to be more about going to church and all that was when we had our kids. And when you have your children there, you realize that there's definitely someone in charge, and we wanted we wanted our kids to have a good church upbringing as well. So that's kind of what turned us around, and we found a great church at home, and like I said, we enjoy going. We try to not miss it as much as possible. And even out here on the road, it's great. There's a good group of Christian folks out here. We actually have a chaplain that follows us around the country, and he literally comes to wherever we're at in the country and goes do a little devotional night of our meetings, about a 30-minute deal. So it's neat. We have our church at home, but we have our church out here on the road.
That's great. Okay. We'll try to keep our connection going here. We're struggling a little bit with that cell phone connection. Fishing is all over the Bible, so there is really a deep connection, isn't there, between what you do and who you are in Christ?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, we obviously all fall short, but we try to strive to be better and do good and do right, and it's nice to know those stories to keep us in line and keep us going down that right path, for sure.
Amen. Brent Chapman on the Bassmaster Elite Series, Angler of the Year leader, the 2012 Angler of the Year, and they're down in La Crosse, the Mississippi River event going on through the weekend. The weigh-ins are at the Valley View Mall. They take off from Veterans Freedom Park down there if you want to rub elbows maybe with Brent and the rest of the fishermen this weekend. Thank you. Appreciate it. And we'll be back in touch sometime. God bless you.
Take care. Thank you.